Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7, hanging out with you. We're over here at Fitness Market, where in addition to all the great exercise equipment, they've got saunas. Saunas starting at $17.99. Get away from the creepy gym, weird guys at the gym who get this weird in sauna, start doing stretches and drive Mark Lieberman out of said gym.
So, I don't think I'd hang around either.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to hang around some naked guy.
Yeah,
no, I'm not going to do that. But, like, you know, having a sauna at home, having a workout facility at home. I mean, Mike Lindsay just continues to roll in here and just outfit his gym at home. And he does it because he's got kids. And sliding away for, you know, for 30 minutes to drive or, you know, and then change and do all that stuff, it's just a lot easier to do it at the house.
Yep, absolutely is, because you just takes 45-minute workout, takes 45 minutes. You just go right across the hall and get going.
And if something happens, he can get interrupted and he can get back to it later in the day. You know, it's just it's not how you want to do it, but it, you know,
hey,
you have
life happens, man. Life happens.
Yeah.
So we're here telling you all about that, hanging out with you. And again, if you get the number to get in, 267-9680, if you'd like to hop on in. So we've got more Cal to talk about. We've got the staff here in place. I mean, basically, Pat Kelsey's brought his whole staff here. You know, from Charleston, and I mean that makes sense. Makes sense to me. I mean, people. Oh, well, how are they going to know how to – he knows how to recruit big-time players. I mean, like, he's got some NBA guys.
Oh, sure. And Brian Clomen has been with him for 17 years. Seven at Winthrop.
17 years? I mean
– or hang on.
He's not that old, is he?
Sorry, I did the math wrong. Seven at Winthrop and three at college.
Okay, I was going to say, I didn't think he'd been around long enough to have 17 years
as an assistant. 10 years total. So, and then Ronnie Hamilton – was an assistant at LSU, and I think he was with Kermit Davis at Ole Miss and previously at Middle Tennessee State, I think.
So. We'll meet all these guys. Yeah, we'll meet them all, and I'm sure they're out recruiting right now, so they're too busy to have a press conference.
They're ready to go at 4 at noon.
Yes.
At noon.
12:01 commitments.
They're not doing anything until 12 o'clock.
That's exactly right.
You hear that, NCAA? They're not doing anything until 12 o'clock.
We'll just get that 12:01 commitment. They work really fast.
Really fast.
Really
fast. Are you ready to commit? I know we were talking.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, committed. The photo goes up. John Rothstein and all these other guys. You know, all these recruiting guys at 12. Like, they're going to be busy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Get your popcorn.
Busy.
Get your popcorn. So we've got that going on here. We'll talk to John Bull in a little bit. Right, today's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
My day straight around here. Eeks. So are we 3 weeks from Derby?
We're 3 weeks. Like, yeah,
the,
2 weeks.
Derby is 3 weeks from today. Is that right?
Yeah, 2 weeks. No,
three.
Three. Yeah, three.
3 weeks from today is Derby. Wow.
Are you ready for this?
They're gonna have to be.
Is Starlight not gonna have anybody running?
Not in the Derby, since their trainer is a guy named Bob Baffert.
True.
I don't know if you kept up on, you know, that.
No. We didn't switch our trainer. We didn't get anything.
No.
We just stuck it out. We're just.
That's what most of the people that had horses with Baffert, they value their relationship with Baffert over a one-year, you know,
I think
hiatus from the
has
Derby.
Three possible.
Well, there you go. You go hang out with him. Maybe Patino will be back. He came back to Keeneland.
Yeah, he was like, what are his odds to be at Kentucky Derby one?
Nah, I don't know. I still don't think good, but I don't know.
He went to Keeneland.
Right, but that's not Lexington. I mean, that's not Louisville, so. I don't know. We'll look for that here this morning. We have no, you know, I don't know how fast this is going to happen with Scott Drew going to Kentucky. We'll keep an eye on that. But, man, I just think it's great for college basketball. I think it's a story. I mean, you know, to see people talking about college basketball, you know, on ESPN when it's – they wouldn't be talking about it otherwise.
No, the season would end on Monday.
Yeah.
And then it would just be like good for Danny Hurley, maybe some stuff on Tuesday, and then moving on to the Masters or
and
the draft.
And this seismic shift now that happens, and what are the dominoes from it? Like, you know, I mean, let's say Scott Drew goes – to UK, then is it Jerome Tang? You know, how do
although they Aslan or
yeah they met with
that.
The Texas Tech coach you said, but then who takes that job and does it spin around? I mean, you know you just introduce a staff if you're Pat Kelsey, you hope it doesn't spin and there's some relationship somewhere that affects anybody you've just hired, but it could. I mean, probably won't, but it could. I mean, you've got to be sort of prepared for that. But I think it's just interesting. Like it's a very interesting story that you've got a Hall of Fame coach that left. You know, I mean, you've had two guys with one national champions at Kentucky that left, weren't fired, left.
Yeah.
Tubby goes to Minnesota, which he needed an agent, better agent than that.
Yeah. He could have gotten a way better job.
Way better job, I think. And then, you know, you've got this, and I don't buy their story of, oh, I was just asking Coach Cal who would be a good person for the job, and he was going on about the job, and why don't you take it? I don't believe that crap for one second.
No way.
No
way.
And they did an entire press conference. That's this one, and no one asked, why did you leave to take less money? Like a million and a half less, right?
Million and a half less, at least. But he has some really nice incentives, which he, of course, also had at UK. He took less money because the relationship and everything in Lexington was gone. It was done. The fans stopped believing in him. The
he was home court yesterday, boy.
Oh, yeah.
He's in his element.
That's what you do.
You forget how good he is in front of a crowd like that. Chase, do you have that one clip queued up? I thought this was pretty funny. This was him talking about switching from blue gear to red. Here you go.
Hey, Chris.
On the plane.
But this is kind of a two-part.
Can I tell you, I went on the plane, and he had this. I had a dark blue thing on, and I was in the back by myself because I was trying to get ready for this. And his wife and my wife, and they're in the middle, and I took my thing off, the sweat, and I was putting this on, and somebody peeked their head. I said, I am not Eric Musselman. You do not want to look back here. And I said, and if you did look back here, you're going to turn the plane around and go back to Lexington. Drop him off.
I'm not Eric Musselman's body. He doesn't have the Eric Musselman body.
Right. Eric Musselman, of course, famous for ripping his shirt off in celebration as he makes another Elite Eight where, of course, John Calipari hasn't been in a while. But, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, he's probably reinvigorated by having a new job, you know, having people be receptive to his jokes and not having all that. I mean, let's face it. I mean, there was a lot of booster problems, you know, with John Calipari. He'd rubbed certain people the wrong way, and it was working against them. So now he gets a fresh start with a fresh place. He can bring Brad Calipari onto his staff, which is something that I think he really wanted to do. And I don't think Mitch was going to let him.
No, probably not.
So,
and Kenny Payne, we assume, is on his way to Fayetteville at this point.
I would imagine that happens very quickly.
Yeah.
Very, very quickly. He might even be first. He might be before Brad, you know, the announcement. So we'll see. I mean, and I don't know what to think about that. You know, Kenny Payne.
I don't care. Like, you can have him.
Fine.
Like, I don't care. Doesn't
go
affect me.
Nolan.
Not mad. Don't care.
Go get Nolan. Go get whoever you want to get.
Does not affect me. I have no emotion to that. My emotion is the crap the last 2 years we watched that I didn't even remember we had a conference tournament we could make a run in.
I know.
Like, I literally, when you said that at the start of the show, I'm like, yeah, that's right. We used to plan all of this
around.
And I'm booking a flight, I'm not booking on the day of shame. We are not playing in that.
No, no.
I'll cancel it
we will cancel, and that's the benefit of booking on Southwest, that although I don't think we fly
direct. No.
Charlotte.
You got to go Americans there.
But you get your money back on Southwest. That's why I like
a lot of them. You can get your money back on now as well, ever since COVID.
That's helped a ton.
Yeah, because they had to start acting a little bit more.
But, if you're playing the day of shame, PK.
No, we're not there.
We're not going to be going.
Because I don't think Kenny and Nolan will be working together anymore. Yeah, I'd say it's safe to say.
I think it's safe.
I'd say it's safe to say. Yeah.
I don't know. Why not? He's great. It's a great addition to the staff. You know, I mean, amazing stuff. Best staff.
I'm putting that in the rearview mirror. I can't even.
You don't have any time for yesterday?
I don't. I'm so traumatized by, you know, not having a basketball program for 2 years that, Yeah, it's just I'm getting it out of my mind.
Right.
Getting it out of my mind.
It's probably the way to go.
Yeah.
But, you know, Kentucky, why aren't they hiring Kenny Payne? Should be hiring Scott Drew. No, should be going after Kenny Payne. That's what they all told us. You'd be crazy not to hire Kenny Payne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think their plan worked, Mark. They got us. We got. That's what happened. So we got we'll talk about this a little more. Who knows about timeline today? I don't know if you know. I imagine if history is any guide, then Scott Drew will be announced at 10:01. It's probably the way it goes.
Somewhere there. I mean, you follow all the basketball bennies on Twitter. Matt Norlander seemed to have a really good line on John Calipari because I think he was talking directly to John Calipari.
Mm-hmm.
But who's talking to Mitch? It's probably not Jeff Goodman. It's probably, I don't know, maybe Kyle Tucker. I mean, it might be him. I don't know.
Don't know who. So who do we think will break it? Who do you think will get the story first?
It'll be 40. What's no Thamel?
Right. It'll probably be Thamel.
So I would turn your notifications on for Pete.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
I'd say that's probably right.
Yeah. Because Norlander's been really tied into John Calipari. I don't think he's really tied in. I'm not saying he's not tied in. I just think that he was the guy to go for the Arkansas news. I think probably Pete Thamel's probably the guy to follow for the Mitch Barnhart and Scott Drew news.
And if you go down Thamel's timeline, you can easily see why he is such good connections, because his sources, you know, say every assistant coaching job in the country. He tweeted about DePaul is hiring LeVar Jordan as an assistant coach, former head coach at
Butler.
Isn't
that amazing?
So that's the most press these dudes are going to get. So they love him at that point. You know,
totally.
If Buffalo hires a director of basketball operations,
and they know
sources, Buffalo director of ops job is going to, you know, Joe Smith, and
they know that he'll get it out.
Yeah. Syracuse to hire Mount St. Mary head coach Dan Engelstad as an assistant. Yeah, I mean, stuff like that. Dan Engelstad didn't get an ink anywhere else.
No, good old Engelstad. Last time I saw him, he was getting that Mount St. Mary's job. Next time I heard about it was from Pete Thamel 3 years later when he was getting the Syracuse job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only time you ever hear about guys like that. But he does get the major stories, and people know that they can trust him, and it's part of the deal.
Let's see, we need to get the bot voice for the Mitch Barnhart tweet last night. You know, Chase, if you go to we're appreciative of John Calipari leading our program for the past 15. Go ahead and cut and paste that in there when you get a chance. Let us know, because it's never been less emotion. Than like their hostage video they did together of, oh, I love working with you. No, I am happy to be working with you.
But we all
leaves
knew what
the next
it was.
Week for Arkansas.
We all knew what it was when they did it.
Yeah.
But it is kind of funny that it happened, that we have that in the can forever now, because now you know what it looks like.
Yes. Yes, you do. It's great. It's just great. So we'll get that. Texas says Strebel is going to. Oh, Strebel's going to break it. Yeah.
Oh, Strebel. Well, I mean, Strebel's got, you know, sources.
Cal, and he was asked about, I wish I could get that queue up. I didn't time code that, but somebody asked him about updating his Twitter handle of at UK Coach Calipari. So is he still at UK Coach Calipari on Twitter?
He was as of yesterday.
Yeah. Because somebody asked him about the press conference, and he basically admitted what we all knew, that Beisner probably writes all the tweets for him, right? Because he's, you know, I did love his attitude about it. Like, I don't, if you're you know yelling at me on Twitter, I don't see it, you know?
Yeah, true. Kenny Payne did take Louisville out of his bio now.
What did I tell you about that? I don't care. What are you doing? We're looking in the past.
Well, I mean, you were looking at Calipari, so I started to look at Kenny Payne.
I'm trying. But I didn't start saying that.
I just hit the unfollow.
Heebie-jeebies.
I don't even follow Kenny Payne. Not that he tweeted a bunch while he was here.
Yeah.
He's such a big tweeter. Happy birthdays. A lot of birthday tweets.
Yeah. So if you want to hop in, you can do so that way. So we have the Mitch Barnhart tweet in the computer voice. So here is about the same emotion that Barnhart probably meant it as he wrote the tweet.
We're appreciative of John Calipari leading our program for the last 15 years, adding to the legacy of championship success at Kentucky. We're grateful to John for his many contributions to the university and our state, both on and off the court.
That is kind of weird. AI is getting kind of kind of
crazy.
Yeah,
because the last one, it was just a bot reading it like that. That had, like, the proper tone and inflection. That's a little scary. That bot was smiling with its voice.
What was happening there? That was too happy. No, can you tell AI to do it in, like, a very monotone?
Well, that's what we did last time. I'm surprised. That one was warm and almost sincere. What good is that?
AI is getting very scary.
Let me try this one.
Yeah.
We're appreciative of John Calipari leading our program for the last 15 years, adding to the legacy of championship success at Kentucky. We're grateful to John for his many contributions to the university and our state, both on and off the court.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still even more emotional than the last. They're getting better. I don't like it. I don't like it. There's just Beisner hasn't worked in Kentucky for over a year. He's at UNC. Okay, but for the other 14 or however many years he worked there, you know what I'm saying?
Beisner,
somebody
yeah,
else was doing
leave.
It. Yes, somebody else was doing it.
He went to he went to UNC. But no, you know, this is going to be. I think this will happen today. I think that Scott Drew.
Keith Farmer tweeted a little bit ago. He said there's a good chance we get a Scott Drew answer today. No pressure expected today. If yes, UK would likely announced today or tomorrow with the press conference, Friday, maybe into Monday. It won't happen Saturday because of the blue-white game. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Why is the blue-white game?
Spring
game?
Yeah, it's a spring game. Yeah.
So Barnhart can't hire a guy during the spring game?
I don't know. But that's where Keith Farmer says. Talk to him. I guess
Stoops runs things now, so.
Yeah. I mean, town wasn't big enough for the two of them. One of them tried to leave, and the other one left.
Yeah, one tried to go, and the Texas A&M boosters were like, no.
Yeah.
We're not spending $67 million on Jimbo Fisher to leave to get Mark Stoops.
Yeah.
And Stoops wants to go, but he has to stay. So if Stoops had to stay, then Calipari had to leave.
Well, it's going to be interesting times over there because I think it will be Scott Drew. I think these efforts towards Hurley will intentionally fall short. Mm-hmm. And with Donovan, who knows? I just, you know, I really don't want to get Billy Donovan. Please, Billy D.
What happens if Scott Drew says no? And Hurley said no and Donovan says no.
Scott Drew's not going to say no. You're not dispatching. If his family was, in fact, on that plane, which I don't know that I buy.
I don't know if I do either.
I don't see any footage of any family members getting on. I see video of a plane. And a 20-something reporter saying that his family was on it. Like, which members
Snap
of his family?
Snap a photo.
Yeah, right.
Snap a photo.
Did you get kicked out when you were taking the footage that before they could get off the plane?
Like, exactly. It's just footage of a plane.
It's a stock footage of a plane.
Do you even know it's Lexington?
Is it even in Waco or Lexington?
Or, is it Georgetown?
Could be in Sweden. I mean, who knows?
It's the family landing in Kansas. Okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. So I don't take that as gospel.
Me either.
So
But if Scott Drew says no, if he's like, nope, Lexington's not for us, we are really happy in Waco.
It's a great city, he said.
Great town. And I could see him doing that. Now, I think he'll take the Kentucky job. I'll preface this with saying I believe he will take the Kentucky job. If he does, in fact, say no, though, what's the next move?
Mm-hmm. I don't think you have to worry about that. I mean, I just don't think it's going that deep. I mean, I think Scott Drew wants the job. I think he and Barnhart have bonded at one of the Final Fours in the last year, the year before. I was told this during the U of L search that, you know, that they were, you know, became tight at an FCA event or Bible. There was something religious in nature.
Right.
I don't know exactly what it was. But
maybe that's why I didn't entertain the Louisville job as well. Maybe he felt like, hey, I can be at Kentucky. Maybe not this cycle, but maybe next year. Depending on what goes on at UK, it sounds like they're not very happy with John Calipari, and I don't have to uproot my family to go to a place for 1 year when I'd really rather be at UK. I mean, I could see that, you know, being part of the reasoning, too, as why he turned us down.
Texas, there's video from a Texas TV station. Yes, it's video of a plane. I don't see anybody getting off the plane. Unless there's footage of that. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
I've seen footage of a plane.
I'm not saying it.
And a 25-year-old porter telling me that his family was on there and got off the plane. I don't see any humans there getting off the plane.
Right.
So if there's different footage, I'd love to see it. But what I saw was footage of a plane.
And I know Scott Drew was at a Mexican restaurant.
That was impressive.
They tracked down the Mexican right now.
Because there were all these reports that Drew was on a plane to Lexington, so he tweets out he's having lunch with so-and-so.
Right.
The crazy-ass cat fans figure out which restaurant in Waco. Probably not that many Mexican restaurants in Waco. Get the person on the line. It's like the 1980s where you have a call, sir. Like, what?
I do? I have a cell phone. If they have my number, they can call me here. What happens? This is what Duke Rob wants to know. what happens to the restaurant reviews of that Mexican restaurant if Scott Drew tells Kentucky no?
Probably not good.
Probably not good.
Probably not good. You know, they'll
tell everybody they got terrible salsa, terrible queso.
I did want to play this from Calipari.
Okay.
Because it relates to here. And I wanted you to hear his philosophy on what the coach's responsibilities are. So here's what he had to say.
Well, you know, when you do everything you can to help a young man, you hold him accountable. You challenge him. You sometimes are aggressive. But they know you care enough to keep them doing what they're doing. And they also know you never blame players when you lose. Never. You take responsibility as a grown man. You take responsibility. You never throw a player under the bus. And they know that. And they know I've stood up for every one of them. So at this point, my guess would be, and I haven't seen it. I haven't looked at the internet. I'm not a big internet guy. But if you tell me that they were saying good stuff, that makes me feel good. Makes me confirms.
You heard what you never throw your players under the bus.
Ever.
You take responsibility. By the way, somebody has sent footage of the people getting off the airplane, so I guess there was other footage there. So maybe they were doing that. Then that's a done deal.
Well, I don't think Kenny Payne was blaming the players. He was blaming their families.
Yeah.
Their moms and dads.
Yeah.
People they care about.
But how about that? Not throwing the players under the bus. Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting.
That my ears perked up on that. I was like, oh, what? What'd
right.
you say?
But John Calipari always says, for 15 years he's at Kentucky, we're so young. What do you expect?
Yeah.
It's like, well, you can't complain about the design when you designed it and you have the ability every year to change the design and you just continue to roll back with the same design.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you expect?
Well, that's going to be the best part. This is why you're going to enjoy this, because here's what he's going to do. He's going to go there and get older players at Arkansas. He's going to do the exact thing that the Kentucky fans wanted him to do, and he's going to win with older players.
Or he'll just do the one-and-done stuff at Arkansas.
No, he'll do it for spite.
He'll do it for spite.
He took $1.5 million pay cut to get out of there. Who does that? No one does that.
So if he goes to the Final Four in year one.
Even Satterfield got a raise, right?
Oh, yeah.
Cincinnati?
No. Yeah, it wasn't a lot.
But he got a raise. He didn't make less.
Can you believe Scott Satterfield went to Josh Hurd and was like, hey,
are you gonna match this?
I need an extension?
No.
Josh was like, absolutely
no.
Not.
Well, I'm going to go. Okay. Well, you owe us $2.5 million. He laughs walking out the door.
Josh is like, "No, man. Hey, appreciate everything.
Yeah.
Let us know when the checks come."
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic. So we'll let you hop on in if you want to. 267-9680. I'm just looking through some of these other quotes here. So, I mean, it had 11 million views, that press conference.
11 million?
Yeah, the California. That's the first thing I noticed this morning. I pulled up YouTube, and it was like the first. I don't follow Arkansas sports, you know.
Was on Twitter, 11 million?
No, the YouTube video.
The YouTube video had
Yeah, the YouTube video had. It was the first thing that popped up when I opened YouTube, and it had 11 million views on it as of this morning.
God, that's a ton, man.
Seems like a lot.
I mean, just think about that. You know, it's a big deal for, like, women's basketball to have, like, over 10 million views on CBS.
Yeah.
It's 11 million views on a YouTube link that's direct that people had to go and find.
Yeah. That's just $1.5 million doesn't mean much when you're making seven. Well, he was making more than – or I guess he's making seven now. Either way, but no one does that.
Nobody takes
a pay cut.
I mean,
you know, if you say, like, a guy's going to go to, you know, another school, you just, you know, like, Brom wasn't going to take a pay cut to come here. We're going to ask him for a massive raise, but he wasn't going to take a pay cut to come here. And no one asked him that. I mean, that's the thing that amazed me about the whole thing yesterday. But that's just.
Yeah, I mean, you take $1.5 million less, you know, but maybe there's NIL there, and it's a fresh start. Mm-hmm. You know, I think everybody knows that there is a fresh start. And if you talk to any Kentucky fan, they're happy. You know, they're hopeful. They don't even know who their coach is yet, but they're happy to get rid of him because they felt like they couldn't get him to where they wanted to go.
It's so crazy, all these odds to win the national championship for next year in basketball. Nobody's got a roster. How do you have odds? How do you have odds? I mean, because people will bet on it, is the answer. But
we have three players.
Yeah, and that's more than some schools.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the crazy thing about it. It really is. I was looking at it. I don't know if I have it up on the app here, but like, how do you have odds to win the national title?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't. I mean, I guess you're just betting on what you do know.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, I know these guys have these players, and I guess you understand that, you know, Kansas is going to get a certain level of player or whatever. But
that's the assumption, yeah.
But they don't have that yet.
Right.
You don't know who it is. And, you know, if Illinois does, if they get a couple more players, Illinois is going to be right there.
Yeah.
You know, Brad Underwood's got a little something going on over there in Illinois. I'm
NCAA basketball, here it is, on the FanDuel app. Duke is your favorite next year at 11-1. Kansas 12-1. Kentucky 30-1.
How could you bet Kentucky right now?
How could you bet any of these teams right now? What's Louisville? I don't know. Maybe I passed.
We have three players.
Yeah, I mean, right. Yeah.
We're probably not on that list right now.
Plus 10,000. So that is
100-1.
100-1. Is that a, or is that
10,000-1 is 101
100-1. Yes, yeah, you're right. You're correct. 100-1. Speaking of FanDuel, though, if you have not downloaded the FanDuel app yet, you can still get on the action. Want to bet the Masters? It's going to be delayed a little bit today, and they've got some good promos on there for Masters profit boost, things like that. You always got to check in that every day on the FanDuel app so you can see what you know, what promos are running right now, and you know, whether you're going to bet on Tiger. I mean, like, there's 15 different Tiger bets. Right now, looking on there. So it's you know, whatever whatever you want to gamble on, they've got it for you. And you're gonna be able to get $150 in bonus bets. So $150 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/DrewD. It's FanDuel.com/DrewD, and that's what you're gonna get it on. And maybe it's, you know, with the NBA playoffs getting ready to start, all that. NHL, new customers are going to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. And so visit FanDuel.com/DrewD. Got to be 21 or older, present in Kentucky. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets. You do have to win the bet. I need to stress that. So that's not stressed enough in the copy. You have to win. So make that first bet, you know, something on there that's, you know, like, will Tiger Woods show up? You know, whatever you can find.
Yes, he will show.
You know, something along those lines, and then you'll be good to go. But it's FanDuel. Or what I would actually do, I would wait to the ninth inning of a baseball game where somebody's up like 7 runs, and just do a money line bet on the team that's winning, and you'll guarantee yourself winning that.
Oh, there
bet.
You go.
So that's what I.
So
would
you could
do
it on a live wager.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just any kind of wager. So. But you do have to win it to get that, and that's not. I need to stress that. So those bonus bets do expire 7 days after receipt. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for everything you need to know. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLE.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Got a bigger bug and mess on my wall. I got a little more kick in my draw, y'all. I got a little more spit in my jaw.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Hey, we are back here at Fitness Market, hanging out with you here this morning. If you are someone who has, you know, you've got your exercise equipment, but thinking about that sauna, it comes with a glowing recommendation for me and Mark Lieberman, who every now and then just goes into my basement, uses the sauna, and leaves. You know, he's just
it's very weird.
We're into the night. He just comes in and out. I hear something downstairs. It's probably Lieberman. He's probably a little midnight sweat. I don't know what he's doing. But no, they've got it over here. They start at $17.99 over at Fitness Market, so we're definitely. Looking forward. Anybody wants to stop by here? Also looking forward to UofL baseball this weekend. They got a big series against number 9 Virginia. We'll be out at Patterson tomorrow. It'll be 6:00 tomorrow night. 1:00 Saturday and 1:00 on Sunday. So that's going to be. We'll suffer through this week of weather to get a great weekend.
Really, it's only like today and tomorrow, like the early part of tomorrow.
Yeah,
and then we're there.
We're there. We're home.
Yeah.
Home free, baby. Home
yeah.
free.
And then, you know, and then hopefully we can get a good spring game, good Thunder over Louisville weather forecast. I it's too far away to look at that right now, but
yes,
I'm hoping that both those things turn out to be awesome. Because, I mean, really, Thursday, Friday, Saturday really could potentially be 3 days outside for me next week.
Mm-hmm.
For us, everybody.
Yeah.
Really, you go Keeneland.
It's going to be 81 on Monday.
I know. It's kind of a day
forecast
to take
for
off.
Thunder is not good. We got John Boll on the line though. We can't be procrastinating
oh,
any
yeah.
longer.
John Boll.
So John is here, and I'm sure you loved all the flight tracking of airplanes yesterday and the day before.
Hey, first of all, you just said suffer through the weather. You do realize this is the greatest weather ever, right?
No, the rainy, crappy weather. Was good fishing weather or something?
Yes, I took off last night. Not last night. The night before, after work. And went fishing just because the weather is so perfect. And everybody at work was like, what? And I said, trust me, the fish are going to be going crazy. Guess what? The fish went crazy.
You know, here's the thing. Like, that is something, when you do that, you have to get a great feeling of accomplishment. When I was on vacation, we went out, we rented a boat, and you go out, you know, in an hour out off the shore, and you just stick a pole in the line with the bait they've already cut up. It feels like cheating, you know. Like I don't get the same enjoyment out of that that I think I would, and I think you certainly probably do when you do what you did describe just there.
Yeah, there's something about going, and it's more of a stalking kind of a hunt when you're out there at night and you're waiting. And you're creeping up on certain spots, and the cast has got to be right, the bait selection, the timing of it, the planning of the whole trip. What a big reason I went was because I watch every day the discharge levels, the release levels at the dam, and they had it. Here's a fishing tip number 101 from me is if you fish a river and they have been releasing a lot of water for many days in a row, and they cut it back, if they cut it way down, and the water level is going to be way down, that's like fishing in a bathtub. That means all that water is gone, and now all those fish that were up in there in that high water, now they're all down in a little puddle, and they're easier to catch. There's a lot of – it's like a stalking – it's a stalking mission is what it is. And if you just go to my social media, if you're listening to this, go to my Facebook or Twitter and look at the walleyes and muskies.
I'm looking at it right now. By the way, who takes these pictures? Some of these, you got somebody take a picture for you. You got both hands on the fish here.
There was nobody down there. So here's what I did. So this is funny. Like, so I caught a muskie, a 38-inch muskie. Nobody down there to take a picture. So I put it on a stringer, keep it, you know, alive because I'm going to release it anyway.
Right.
And I've got it on a stringer, and nobody's coming down to take my picture. And then I catch another muskie, a 44-inch muskie. And I start to put that on the stringer. I put that on the stringer. Nobody comes down to take a picture. So I found a stump that was shielded by the rain because it was raining as well, and found a way to, you know, put my timer on my phone and do a reverse picture and an auto flash.
Look at you. Look
and then I just
techie.
Took the fish off the stringer and just did quick snaps of them. That's why they kind of look the same.
I mean, you are Mr. Technology.
Yes.
I'm impressed.
And Mr. Fisherman. It's almost like I should write a fishing book.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. How has that gone, by the way? I mean, is it now the point where are there subsequent sales or have you sold all you're going to sell, or like how does that work?
No, there's still sales. I'm invited this weekend, by the way, from 10 to noon is coffee with the authors over at the Shelby County Library, the Carnegie Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be one of the authors there and be selling my book and talking to people. Both books, actually, this time. But yeah, I get invited to events and author events, and they're still selling, yes.
John Boll with us here, Wave 3. You know, I'm just so fascinated by the Kentucky coach leaving and taking a pay cut to go to Arkansas. Got to love all those tough journalists out there in Arkansas who no one asked him, why did you leave Kentucky for this job? Like, not one person did. But I don't know.
It's funny. Dusty Baker last night was you know, we're looking at the, trying to put something together with the video, our affiliate in Little Rock or whatever media market that is, you know, like the poor photographer, he's got one job, right? Maybe the most important job anybody in that newsroom has had all year is to what? Is to get the shot of Cal coming in, right? In the pomp and circumstance. And he totally blew it. Like, missed everything. Like, he's trying to get a low angle, and the mascot blocks him, and then by the time he realizes Cal's going by, like, he had one job, and he blew it. So that doesn't surprise me that nobody asked any tough questions. And, yes, I heard you saying, who takes a pay cut? Okay, so pretty much he must have really hated it there. Because pretty much everything he's done, from the dog walk to taking an Arkansas job, you see the comment he made about coaches win games, administrations win championships?
Yes, we got to get that. That's near the start of it, Chase. I was listening this morning. It was a direct shot at Mitch Barnhart.
Direct shot. Now, let me throw this in the mix, though, in this discussion. Okay, so do you remember when the story came out that Kenny Payne's getting $210,000 a month that everybody was freaking out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got thinking about Cal. Okay, so if you $200,000 a month is what Kenny got. If you make, you know, $8.5 to $10 million, whatever it is that he was making a year, then you're getting over $800,000 a month. Think about that. Mm-hmm. How do you even spend $800,000+ a month? A month for years and years and years. So, my point is, if you make if you're collecting $800,000 a month, so what if you go to $750,000 or whatever?
Yeah. I get it. You just don't see people do it. I mean, that's just the symbolism of it. It's almost like he wanted it to be.
There's a tier in life. Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying, and I agree with it. But there also becomes a tier in life where it just doesn't matter. Just doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, I get. I almost think he wanted to take less as a symbol. Like, I was trying to gather so bad, I took a pay cut to come here. I mean, that wasn't a narrative at all, but it seems to me that maybe it should have been yesterday. But either way, I mean, you just don't see it.
Fascinating.
You just don't see it. Yeah. Really fascinating. So,
in all of our realms of life, in all of our pay grades, that is an absolute real thing. But I think when you get to unspendable income range, I don't know that it is, though.
Yeah.
Like, do you gamble? Like if you're making $800,000 a month, do you gamble? Like, do you go to Keeneland and like put money down on the? You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope I hit.
You don't.
This
you
big.
Don't go to the sports book if you're an NCAA coach.
Well, I know that, but do you go to Keeneland? Like, you know, do you bet on the Kentucky Derby? Do you try to hit the superfecta?
You've already got the money.
That's what I mean.
This raises all sorts of questions. Like, you make $800,000 a month, don't you? When you go for a walk with your dog, don't you have a really nice stroller that you're taking your dog with?
Okay, let's break that down because that was that's the equivalent of being on Shelbyville Road or Bardstown Road, Richmond Road, everything that goes to downtown Lexington. You know, there's only so many ways to get down there, and that's one of the big ones. Go ahead and analyze that little stroll for us.
The only analysis I have is the dog is probably really old and he needs a stroller. Uh-huh. I had a dog dying on me that we ended up having to put down after a while. It had all these problems, and we took a wagon with us sometimes if you couldn't make it back. But that was the analysis is that was so calculated, like everything, like all this has been calculated.
Yes, and I think the It's just there's so many ways to break the. First of all, he doesn't own AirPods. That's offensive to me. As much money as he makes, he's got the dog behind him. And if the dog struggles to go on a long walk, walk around your cul-de-sac, you know. And other than I was going to go out here. I mean, between the dog walk, the administration's win championships. I mean, that is there's a lot of middle fingers being thrown up from Calipari.
I wonder if he also, for $800,000 a month, I bet he's got a little TV like I got that you make fun of me on, too.
Probably do. You haven't upgraded that yet, John?
Of course not.
No, I have not, and I'm not going to.
That's how John Bull rolls, man.
No wonder you keep thinking Wisconsin's no good. You can't see him.
You can't see him. Oh, man. What else did you... we've got the clip. Here's the clip that he said about the administration. So here, take a listen.
About Arkansas, because everybody knows what you bring to the table, household name. What is it about Arkansas that brings you to the thought that you can get another Final Four on your resume at your fourth stop?
I called Kelvin Sampson. He and I are dear friends. And I said, tell me about Hunter. Well, he almost jumped through the phone. And I said, what are you talking about? I talked to his assistant who used to work for me, Bilal, and he said, when you need things done, then he goes and does it. He's what can I do to help you? And then we're going to get it done. I mean, what he did at Houston, the building, the practice facility, all the stuff, and what Kelvin needed so he could coach basketball, that got me to where I had to listen. Because I'm going to say it again, basketball coaches win games. Administrations win championships. And you know why? Because they want to.
How about that? Boom shakalaka.
Okay, so that means then that when Calipari is beating during a regular season all these teams that you end up seeing in the national championship games and the Final Fours, but then he doesn't beat them like in the tournament, the SEC tournament, and the NCAA tournament. Then that's the administration's fault.
Absolutely, of course, he takes full responsibility for it being everyone else's fault. 100%.
My God.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, like every time that audio is on him, like on a coach's show or stuff like that, like I have to turn it off. Like I can't listen to it. He says a lot of nothing. Like there's he talks and talks and talks, but then when you're asked, okay, what did he say? He said nothing.
Well, he said something there though. I mean, he said to win championships.
That was a calculated shot. Yeah, that makes no sense.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to watch. So, what do you think will happen? How are you guys handle that as a TV station? Do we break into programming? Like, if you've got a new coach here, how do you guys handle today?
No, I think the TV stations I've worked at have kind of relented from breaking into programming ever since they broke into programming to announce PJ Carlisimo was coming to Kentucky years ago.
Dick Gabriel was on with us yesterday talking about that.
I was coming back from fishing and I heard it, and that was fascinating. Some of his old tidbits, like Rick Barnes would have ended up being the coach, but he was waiting on Durant to make a decision.
Yep. I knew Barnes was the number two guy. I didn't know why it didn't work. But I mean, in retrospect, that makes total sense.
I would wait on a player like Kevin Durant.
And the fact that you would even think about waiting is even more interesting.
To answer your question, it's got to be frustrating. I even said to Kendrick at the end of the news last night, I said, "Don't you wish we could run our business like the people on Twitter and just throw?" You know, like if we had no standards, we had no accountability, we could just throw stuff out there. And so to answer your question, we're going to have to – you're probably not going to get your news first when it comes to sports journalism. from
Well, what if it's like Patino and the plane has landed and we're tracking the, you know, the plane and the van and everything over to the press conference?
Oh, yeah. We have to do all that stuff. And I saw the data. I don't know if this is still accurate. This is probably at least 10 years ago. I saw that we did a big sports research project. It was kind of fascinating. Just in Jefferson County now, on the question, what college team do you pull for? It was exact tie. It was like 43% UofL, 43% UK, and then some change for some of the other schools. And that's just in Jefferson County. So you now know what happens when you go outside the Snyder in Kentucky. So
mm-hmm. I'm surprised it's that close. I always thought a really good way to measure it when we had our friends at the Neutral Zone when they would sell both UK and U of L apparel, and they sold about 2-1 U of L to Kentucky apparel, which was I don't know if you, dollars are a good way of gauging that, but I always thought that was also probably as scientific as you could probably be.
Yeah, I know I saw the research and it was 43 or 42 tied just in Jefferson County, and that stood out to me.
Yeah. Did you know who this dude from HGTV was yesterday
Chip
that we spent the first part of the show talking about?
Okay, I still don't even understand it.
Thank
Everybody
you.
Was
Thank
tweeting
you.
About it. I asked no. Kendrick to explain it to me, and he did, and I still didn't understand why that was of interest. Explain it to
I me. Am the exact same way.
So HGTV is super popular, and Chip and Joanna Gaines, they do a lot of renovations, and Chip is kind of the muscle behind her vision, and he's a really funny guy, and he's got like a persona.
Funny how? Like a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh, kind of funny?
Yeah. He makes, balloon animals and stuff. No, but he's just really a kind of a funny guy for television. He kind of makes the show go. He's the comic relief on the show. Well, anyway, he's also friends with Scott Drew and a Baylor fan. You see him courtside a lot. And he was on there just clowning Kentucky fans like, you're not getting Scott Drew. We have God on our side. Everybody's got money. And I think he's going to lose, but it was really funny yesterday.
And then people were tweeting back at him, and it was kind of a altercation. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. He was like, they threw him in on some tweets. He replied, and then all of a sudden he was all in.
Yeah, I didn't know this guy was, these people were yesterday. But, I mean, I take it you don't watch HGTV either.
I didn't even really know what it was until yesterday, so no.
He nearly has a million Twitter followers, Chip Gaines does. And, I don't know, let me see how many Joanna has on Instagram. I'm sure it's huge.
Right, yeah, I'm sure it must be.
So what is speaking of reporting sports news, what is
14 million followers on Instagram?
Is it going to be Drew then?
I mean, I kind of, it feels that way to me. I don't know what
the last thing I saw was they flew the family in to take a look at Lexington and flew them back. Was that true?
I don't know. maybe not.
Why not?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe
sure.
Not.
Why not? Yeah,
don't
not.
Know.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we're at with this. That's what's funny about it. Just throw it out there, and then all of a sudden, John Bull news anchors running around talking like it's fact. Who knows?
Well, I mean, I sort of love the notion that you've got that he said how much better of a city Waco is than Louisville, and now this guy might go to Lexington. Like, what the hell, man? What's going on around here?
I didn't even know till last night. Like, we had to look up the population of Little Rock. It's 200,000. So, is that the biggest city in Arkansas?
I would think
probably is. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I've been to Fayetteville before. It's no place you want to spend a lot of time.
Like,
man.
That's even smaller than Lexington, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Little Rock. Fort Smith is actually second in Arkansas at 88,000. Fayetteville 87,000. So it's a lot of small towns.
Whoa.
Little Rock's 200,000 people.
Yeah. Little Rock, 200,000.
You've been to Fayetteville?
Yeah, I when I did Oh, gosh, and I did the worst four-year stretch in the history of Kentucky baseball play-by-play. They went to Vietnam, and I was like, I don't want to hear anything about Starkville ever again. I will not take besmirchment of Starkville when you compare it to Vietnam.
So what was not good about it?
It was just, there was nothing there. I mean, it's just nothing there. I mean, it's just, But now, I'm sure it's changed in 20 years.
I won't say small towns, but cities that are driven by major universities are usually pretty cool. So that was not.
I agree. And it did not feel collegial like the way that Starkville does, the way that, you know,
Tuscaloosa or
Athens particularly, you know, and Gainesville. Yeah, it did not have those sorts of fields. Like, you go to Gainesville, like, the place is fun. You know, I mean, it was in Athens. Hell yeah.
Right.
But Fayetteville,
Boston,
was like,
no. Madison. Yeah, I know. Usually it's really cool. So
here's what I do remember about Arkansas. I remember working out in their weight room, and there was a sign up by several places that says, "Please do not farmer blow your nose into the trash can." In other words, don't cover up your right nostril with your right hand and snot out of your left. Apparently, it was enough of a problem in their weight room that people were blowing, just shooting snot with no, you know, napkin, nothing, to ask them to do not farmer blow your nose in the trash can. Use a napkin or a whatever.
They said
Kleenex.
That. Wow,
it was a sign. It was a sign in the weight room.
And what happens? What happens if I don't comply with the sign?
I don't know. Go ahead, John. What's that?
It said farmer blow or just blow.
Don't farmer blow your nose, because that was the term. Like,
I didn't know that was a technical term.
Yeah, well, that was in, you know, early 2000s.
Farmer blow.
But there were enough
nose.
People just,
oh my God.
Just
actually,
randomly blowing their nose with no Kleenex.
That's such
farmer blow your nose.
That's a perfect story right there. That's all I need to know, actually.
It's funny, when you Google farmer blow your nose, Runner's World video pops up, because you've seen people run in races that do that.
Yes.
Disgusting. so disgusting. It's unbelievable.
Maybe guerrilla effective.
Even do that, Drew. I don't even do that when I'm alone in the dark waiting in Green River. Like, it's so disgusting.
Oh, that's great. Anything coming up we need to keep an eye out for on the TV?
Absolutely. Monday, we are starting my 10-part Derby history series.
Ah.
And it's been fascinating. We've got 6 of the pieces edited. They're all written. I learned so much, and it's so interesting. And I have to say, looking back, I mean, we're doing the usual suspects, like Affirmed, largely focusing on Steve Cawthon. Then you got to do Seattle Slough. You got to do Secretariat, of course. But then we're doing the misjudged line of 1957, Bill Shoemaker. We're doing I did a segment on the pandemic derby, because, I mean, that is a notable, notable thing. My net bird is my favorite story of all time in the Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
I did a really, really, probably the best pieces with Pat Day. We talked about that on your show here a few weeks ago. His one and only derby win. But the really interesting part of the story, you know, you start out on a story, you don't really know where it's going to take you. Or you start out doing an interview as a journalist, you don't really know where it's going to take you. And you got to go where it takes you if you're a decent journalist. And the Pat Day story is largely about the three second places he finished in 88, 89, and 90, and why. And it's pretty fascinating. So anyway, it's going to be really, really good. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, cool. I know it'll be good stuff. I know it'll be thorough. That's for damn sure. So I'm looking forward to
they were not going to be long, because we may rerun them in our Derby and Oaks coverage like we do our special pieces.
Oh.
But they ended up kind of long. I know the Pat Day piece is really, really long, but some of the other ones are, you know, 2.5 minutes, which by TV standards is maybe a touch long, but they're really, really well done. There's a guy at work, Mark Wilson. I recruited him to edit these, and I gave him full interpretation license to do whatever he wants with them, the music and all that, and they're really, really well done.
We have
6 p.m. 6 p.m. The second block of the news, every night for 2 weeks, starting Monday.
Cool. Wow. We do have the video of explaining how to form or blow your nose from Runner's World. Would you like to hear some of that audio on your way out here?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Okay, so this is from Runner's World.
Hi, I'm Mark Ramey, editor-at-large for Runner's World and author of the Runner's Rulebook. I'm here to talk to you a little bit about the snot rocket, or farmer's blow. Why do you need to learn how to do the farmer's blow? Because it can make your running a lot more enjoyable, particularly in colder months when noses start to run and get clogged up, maybe running with a head cold or something like that. And as anyone who runs will tell you, it's a lot more pleasant to run with your passageways, including your nose, all free and open as opposed to clogged up and mucousy and runny. One, this is an outdoor tip. If you're on the treadmill at the gym, you're going to want to use a tissue, not the farmer's blow, trust me.
Yeah, no.
Two, here's a rule of thumb. If you're outdoors and walking around with a stuffed up nose and you're wearing street clothes like I am, again, best to use a tissue or a hanky or anything else, or just wait till you get home to take care of this. The farmer's blow when you're wearing a three-piece suit is not so good. Three, and this is the most important one by far, right before you perform the blow itself, what you need to do is look around you and make sure that everything is clear. You're going to want to mark off a sort of a mental 3 or 4 feet blast radius around you with you at the center, because you don't want to incur any collateral damage with your flying mucus
blast
when you're performing
radius.
The blow.
There's more.
Finally, how do you do it? The good news is it's really pretty simple. It's 5 really easy steps, and I'm going to quote directly from the Runner's Rulebook, Rule 1.18. 1. Breathe in through your mouth, almost like you're gasping. 2. Lay a forefinger against one nostril and compress firmly. 3. Purse your lips. 4. Cock your head slightly in the direction of the open nostril and exhale forcefully through your nose. 5th and finally, repeat with the opposite nostril if necessary.
Oh, double entendre.
So that's it. The farmer's
blow. There you go. There's a 2.5-minute video. But that's what I remember about Arkansas, John. That right there.
He didn't say when you're in a weight room in Arkansas, please don't do it.
He didn't specify that. He didn't specify.
He did say a treadmill, though. Probably a bad idea, you know?
Was that a serious video, or was that like...
That's from Runner's World. Yes, that is from Runner's World. Yes. It's got 15,000 views from 11 years ago.
Comedy. I kept thinking that was comedy, but it sounded like a real YouTube video.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, it's a YouTube video.
Wow.
Stop farmer blowing your nose in the gym.
All right. That's all I know. I learned something every time with you guys, and and I'm going to employ that tactic while I'm on the air, because we have a trash can right below the news set.
Just make sure you have a 4-foot blast radius, though. That was the favorite part of the video.
I know.
Oh, man.
I'll hit my co-anchor with it. That's okay.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, John. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Oh, that's just good stuff there,
man,
from John
Bolt. Wow.
That is just great stuff from
so
John Bolt.
Good.
That's great. All right, we'll let you hop on in. 267-9680 is our number to get in. That might be the best PSA I've heard since Saturday morning cartoons. Yeah.
The blast radius.
The blast radius stole the video.
That's what got me.
Yeah,
and
snot
the collateral
rockets.
Damage.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that he had the farmer's blow.
Uh-huh.
Also, a.k.a. the snot rocket, because that's how I...
Yeah, everybody was texting me snot rocket, even the former SID for the baseball team from back in the worst four-year stretch, which he's probably part of the problem anyway.
Probably.
Yeah,
but,
I would assume so.
Is there a line for, like, where people call it farmer's blow versus a snot rocket?
I don't know. We'll acknowledge both, but the fact they had to put up... It was happening so much in the Arkansas weight room, they had to put signs up. Was disturbing to me.
What's going on in Arkansas?
I mean, somewhere between the craziness of the COVID gym and this is there. We got to get to break. 267-9680, number to get in. As we roll along here from Fitness Market, do not be doing that around this equipment. This is the best equipment best treadmill you're ever going to have. This is the best weight equipment you're ever going to have. I mean, Mike Lindsay knows every time we come back, it's like he's buying something else. But whatever your fitness needs are, they've got them over here at Fitness Market, including those not only the treadmills, the rowers, the ellipticals, but also the saunas. So check it out over here. If you want to hop on in, you can do so here as we'll roll along for another hour here, 9th Round the Ville, ESPN 680. I also want to remind everybody about DFH Company. You know, they came over the other day, fixed it. Again, if your AC goes out, start with this. This is a PSA from Alex Hinkiebein. turn the cooling system off, leave the fan on, because it may melt through and something that might be frozen up out there. So that's one tip. And if that doesn't work, then call DFH Company. I mean, it was literally done before the end of the show. Texted Alex that morning. Bam. They're in there. Then they're done. Give them a call over there, 968-6222. But really just remember those three letters, DFH. Don F. Inky Bank. DFHcompany.com. That is the website to turn to. And when you get over there, I'm sure Tommy was talking about it right here in the Diener Show. All right. We are we'll get to – I don't know if we can top the Farmer Blow.
No, I don't think we can. I think Stock Rocket, Farmer Blow. I don't think it's – I don't think we're going to –
Administrations win championships.
He's taking direct
shots. Administrations win
championships. At Mitch Barnhart.
Yeah, right in center. That's what Barnhart's statement was.